As seasoned world travelers will tell you, just being able to say hello in the local language will take you a long way.
Hujambo.
Sawadee.
Adabars.
Hola.
Здравствуйте.
I'm Amanda Loader, and today on The Currency, a Nashua company scores a contract to teach the entire U.S. military and federal government foreign languages. But first, as we come up on Independence Day, we'll look at New Hampshire's booming fireworks trade. Backyard pyrotechnics are a favorite and legal way for Granite Staters to celebrate the 4th of July, and the fireworks lobby has been fighting not only to keep them legal, but to deregulate them. NHPR's Ryan Lassard explains.
2 years ago this week in Pelham, a homeowner piled up nearly 350 mortar shells on his deck, and when sparks from a stray spinner landed on them, they exploded and more than a dozen people were injured. In 2011, the legislature had legalized those two types of fireworks. And some, like Democratic Representative Laura Pantelakos, blame those devices for the accident.
In Pelham, we can say it was a human error, which it was. But if we had not allowed those things to come into the state, it wouldn't have happened.
Others, like Bill Weimer, the VP of Phantom Fireworks based in Ohio, say safety instructions weren't followed. And Phantom poured about $7,000 into a lobbying firm to fight legislation this past year that would have seen a ban on those devices reinstated.
Reloadable mortars are one of the most popular single items we sell.
Phantom Fireworks runs stores in Londonderry, Seabrook, and Hinsdale. Weimer estimates sales of reloadable mortars make up about 15% of their sales nationwide.
Loading a shell into the mortar, lighting it, and then reloading a shell into the mortar, it's the closest in terms of functionality that you come to duplicating the professional fireworks experience.
Reloadable mortars have become big business in the fireworks trade. Christina Katsikas, the owner of Hooks at Fireworks, says reloadable mortars are flying off the shelves. And in general, business has been good as people prepare for a three-day holiday weekend. And with legislative regulation a tough sell in New Hampshire, those sales are likely to continue. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lassard.
If you land a job at the U.S. State Department, the CIA, or get tapped to work in military intelligence, there's a good chance you'll have to take a crash course in a foreign language. In fact, the feds are famous for turning out linguists at lightning speed. What's less famous is the company behind many of these software programs, Nashua-based Transparent Language. It's all web-based, and you can try it for free online. In one lesson, you can hear many different ways to say, "I'm at a loss for words."
Es difícil decirlo. ¿Cómo voy a explicarlo? Es difícil explicarlo.
The government is by far Transparent's biggest customer, and it's about to get a lot bigger. But since its founding in 1991, the company has also had corporations, libraries, and universities, like MIT, Kent State, and West Point, on its client list. I recently talked with founder and CEO Michael Quinlan and asked him what makes Transparent Languages software different from what you might pick up on Amazon or at the airport.
There are, for instance, about 50 language schools and programs around the United States government, and they all teach different things. The State Department needs to teach language in a different way than the Army or the Justice Department or whatever. They're talking about different things. They need to be able to read different things, to say different things. So you need an infrastructure that supports everybody who's trying to teach a language, learn a language, run a language program, instead of just saying, oh, I have a little course in Armenian.
You mentioned the State Department and, of course, the Department of Defense being your largest customer. But your company recently announced a big change, giving greater access still to federal workers. Can you describe that?
Until recently, our software, people just call it the CL-150, until recently, that was licensed for use by all of the linguists in some linguist-focused organizations in the U.S. government, like Special Operations Command, foreign area officers who work with other militaries, the schools like Defense Language Institute. These kinds of language-focused organizations and language-focused programs licensed our technology for use by all of their students and staff and instructors. Now what has changed is that the Department of Defense, through their language portal, which is called Joint Language University, they've decided to make our product available to all personnel and all programs in the U.S. government. This is it's a pretty big deal. So it means that if you are, you know, in the Justice Department, or if you are a soldier or a sailor or anybody who has a .gov or a .mil email address, or if you are running a language program in the U.S. government, that you can use the CL-150, and that's a very big change.
So what does this change mean for your company and your company's bottom line?
Our revenue in the government is enterprise licenses, so much per year, and now all of your instructors and students can use it. And the Joint Language University license is similar, except that it will adjust. It will be a larger amount if there are more people and more organizations in the government that are actually using our product. So we don't know how much. It depends on how many people are using it and which programs and things like that. I think it is a significant inflection point for our business, and it makes us able to support the whole U.S. government. I mean, that's huge for us.
Quinlan says a lot of that money will be plowed into other initiatives. One of those is the 7,000 Languages Project, in which Transparent creates programs to help preserve and revive languages that have little commercial or national security value. Join us next week for The Currency, NHPR's look at business and economic news around the region. I'm Amanda Loader.